Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 20.
For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body.
Now, today's devotional reflection. Last time, we considered that one role every believer is called to fill, being the hands of Christ. But we are also called to be his feet. Today, we will consider what it means to be the feet of Christ. The feet of Jesus belong to all who are willing to be moved by God. Sometimes that movement is as short as crossing the street. Sometimes it is as long as going to the other side of the earth. Regardless of the distance, if you are willing to let God move you, you are the feet of Jesus. There are numerous stories in the Bible where God called men, women, and children to step out in faith and follow him. Abraham was a man whom God instructed to leave his country and relatives and go to a land he would later show him. Ruth is a woman who would leave her family to serve her mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth told Naomi, "Your people are now my people, and your God will now be my God." Because Ruth was willing to let God move her, she became great-grandmother to King David and is mentioned in Jesus' lineage. God calls the child Samuel. As a boy, Samuel left his home to serve God in his temple. Samuel would grow to be the man who anointed David as king. Everyone mentioned was willing to allow God to move them, becoming the feet of God in this world. May we join the ranks of our ancestors in the faith who allowed God to move their feet and guide their hands. May we be about his kingdom work, the hands and feet of Christ extended in this earth. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.